Ooh, hello. Hi, welcome to Coffee Chat for today. This is episode 22 already. Can you believe it? Thank you for joining me today. We're talking about developing marketing habits. And I kind of figured that, you know, a habit takes, they say, 21 days. This is episode 22. Has this become a habit for me? So I kind of, that was kind of the motivation, the inspiration for this topic today. Although I think it's a really good one, and you'll see why in just a minute. But first, I'm Michelle Peterson. Thank you for being with me. I am a direct response copywriter, a marketing consultant, and coach. I'm the founder of Exactly Right Online Marketing Agency, and I help entrepreneurs like you take your business to the next level. With online marketing, telling your story, connecting with your audience, pushing you out of your box, maybe a little past your limits, pushing you a little bit to reach those goals that you set for yourself. So thank you for being with me. Welcome. Those habits that I'm talking about, right? So developing marketing habits can be both a good thing and a bad thing. So first, let's talk about the good thing about it. When you develop the habit of marketing yourself, whether that is a live broadcast each day to connect and share content with your audience, whether that is a weekly meeting that you hold online for your team, for your marketing team, whether that is a monthly newsletter or a weekly newsletter, a weekly text that goes out to your clients. Whatever that marketing habit looks like for you, it's a good idea to have something that you do consistently, right? And that's where the habit part comes in, because it becomes something that you just do automatically. It's a habit, so it's real consistent. And you know that consistency is good in marketing, right? It is. So when you develop those habits and you start marketing, doing those marketing tasks or those marketing strategies consistently, you're going to see a better return. They're going to work better for you when you do them consistently. On the other hand, if you have let something become a habit and you're just doing it because it is a habit, and you're not tracking, you don't know whether it really works or not, so you don't know whether you need to change something up a little bit, you need to tweak it a little bit, or if you need to just stop doing it altogether, right? So habits are great, but you still have to monitor your habits to make sure that they're still serving you. They're both serving you and your audience. Right? Does that make sense? Because really, remember that your marketing is not so much about what you want to tell people as what they want and need to hear in order to do business with you, in order to solve the problems that they're having that you help them solve, that doing business with you helps them solve. Does that help in making sense of habits? I'm all for them, by the way. I am all for developing routines and developing things that you just do. I think it's really a good, effective, efficient strategy, because as you become because as you do it more consistently, of course, you become better at doing it. You become faster and quicker at doing it. If you're talking about content, the content that you're putting out becomes better. If you're talking about live broadcast especially, the more often you live broadcast, the more comfortable you are, the better your content is, the more you remember to put in those call to actions, those exciting, you know, little emoji guys, or whatever it is, right? You get better at it. You just do. So habits are a good thing. But now, how do you develop a habit? Well, first of all, you want to make sure it fits into your marketing plan, right? We've been talking about developing a marketing plan. So as you're looking at your plan for where you want to take your business, look at the tasks that are going to get you there. And which ones are the ones that are that you absolutely need to be consistent with? I mentioned a few of them. Live broadcasting, social posting, you know, posting on your social platforms needs to be consistent as well. Texting, emailing, both broadcast and special, you know, the follow-ups, of course, those are kind of set, but then the broadcast or the monthly, you know, newsletter type email. Maybe it's a print newsletter that you're sending out. Maybe it's that you are consistently getting in front of a group of people and giving a seminar, a class. Maybe it's online. Maybe it's a webinar that you're doing. Any of those tasks can become a habit for you if you do them in a consistent manner and you do them regularly, right? You do them regularly enough and they become a habit. So it's like exercising, right? When you first start off exercising, if you haven't in a while, you start off slow, right? First of all, because you have to start off slow, because you can't just jump in and run a marathon. But you have to start off slow and work your way up. Same thing with marketing. Same thing with developing a marketing habit. You're not going to hit a home run your first time at bat, right? Very few. There have been some. When I say some, there have been, you can count on one hand, the guys who hit a home run their first major league at bat. And that was not their first at bat, of course. It may be their first major league at bat, but, you know, they've been swinging the bat since they were in T-ball, I'm sure. And no T-ballers hit a home run the first time. They just can't. Their little bodies aren't able, right? So the same thing with you, with your marketing muscles, if you will. So you have to train your marketing muscles. You have to work on them. You have to exercise them regularly so that your marketing can become a habit. How about your elevator speech? Your 10-second introduction to yourself. It needs to just roll off your tongue, but does it? It takes several, I don't know, I've not counted the number, but it takes a lot of repetition to be able to just say it, right? If you have a tagline, I'm in a BNI group, Business Network International, and everybody does a 60-second weekly presentation about your business. And we're encouraged, actually I was the one who encouraged everybody in the group to come up with a creative, memorable tagline for at the end. And it's, of course, the weekly presentation, it's timed, it's 60 seconds. And, you know, so you're rolling them right along, and then you have to remember to, you know, say that tagline. Some people, they've done it so often now, and they have a really great tagline, and it just rolls off their tongue. Others who are still developing their taglines, it kind of changes every week, right? Maybe they're trying them out and seeing what really resonates or what really, you know, feels right coming off out of their mouth. But then also sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, remembering to do it. I'm the one who suggested it, right? And I still don't do it for myself every week because it hasn't become a habit yet. And also because I usually use up my entire 60 seconds and they're waving at me to sit down. But, you know, it hasn't become a habit yet for me. But it has for other people, and it's really an effective habit. You know, so things, even something as little, as seemingly little as that, when it becomes a habit, it is just easier to do, right? It's more efficient, it's more effective to do. It is, you know, in this case, it's more memorable when you have that little tagline at the end. However, let's get back to the bad part of the habit. Now, if it becomes just rote and you just recite it, well, does it ever lose some of its effectiveness? Well, yeah. If it just becomes, you know, like a robot and you're just kind of, you know, rolling it off, it's easy to, I've seen some people where it becomes so automatic that it like loses its punch, you know, and it's like, that. Do they really mean it anymore? Do they feel it anymore? And maybe not. Maybe it's become so routine and so habitual that they're not even thinking about it anymore, so they're not feeling it anymore. But if that comes across, well, then that becomes a problem that needs to be fixed, right? So that's when you go back and you tweak it a little bit so that it becomes more meaningful again to you, right? So habits, yes. I hope that you develop habits. Good marketing habits, not bad ones, mind you. Good marketing habits. I hope you develop them. And then as you use them, as they grow, as your marketing muscles continue to grow, I want you to always be monitoring your efforts so that you know when it's time to take the next step. Let's go back to running. If you have trained for 5Ks and you've got it down, right? It's a no-brainer. You just get out there, you go. Maybe it's eventually time to push yourself a little further and go for a 10K. Maybe a half marathon. Stretching yourself, I think, is always good too, right? So once you develop that habit and once it's become real comfortable for you, first of all, make sure it's still working, that it's still effective, that it's still serving your purpose and your audience's purpose. But second, evaluate, ask yourself, can you tweak it a little bit to push yourself out of your own comfort zone? Right? Can you tweak that habit and make it better? Make you better by going a little bit out of that comfort zone and you know, I think that's really where the magic happens, guys, is when you get out of that comfort zone. So, make sure good habits, good positive marketing habits, don't develop the bad ones. So, monitor yourself, make sure that they're good habits, that they're serving you. Make sure that you're pushing yourself to develop new ones when it's appropriate. And if I can help you with that, please let me know. I do have a few spots open in my coaching program. If you'd like to work directly with me to develop your good habits, I'd be happy to chat and see if we're a good fit. And then we can, you know, take it from there. You can comment, you can message me, you can call me. However you'd like to reach me, please do. If getting help would help you be better at it, right? So reach out, let's chat a bit further one-to-one on that. And other than that, guys, thank you for being with me. Thank you so very much. If you have found this valuable, please share it with others who might also enjoy it. If you have jumped onto the broadcast in the middle, go back to the beginning, watch the replay, and watch from the beginning when I'm talking, because we covered a few things about why habits are good, why they're not so good sometimes. So you'll want to see that, and leave me a comment. Even if you're on the replay, if you have an idea that pops into your head, leave me a comment, because I will go back and I will look at them. I'll respond. If you have questions, you'll get them answered. That's it for today. We are done. We're out of here. Cheers. Until tomorrow, 8:30 Pacific. Join me here for coffee chat. Turn your notifications on to make sure that you don't miss it. And I'll see you then. Bye for now.